No, salt and pepper is 1600. Yeah, you could.
Jim, this is Aaron.
Aaron, Nick with ODI. How's it going?
What's up?
Oh, nothing, man. Just calling to say hello.
Hello.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't neglecting you if you needed anything.
No, no. I kind of felt that way, though, but, you know.
Did
I figured
you?
You'd call eventually.
No. No. Really? You're just over there, like, your sad songs are playing. You're just, like, helping.
Yeah. Is he going to call? I haven't heard from him all week.
Lenora's like trying to cheer you up, like with a cup of tea or something. You know, he's gonna be fine. He's gonna call.
Don't worry.
I got you, bro. Yeah, no. What have you been doing all week?
Just kind of doing inventory from the show.
Yeah.
And trying to get some repairs done to bring some money in. Living the great life, as they say.
Nice. What else did you get at the show?
A lot of little stuff. It's all kind of price point items. Little necklaces, little pendants, retail, you know, 100, 200, 300, that sort of thing. Just basic stuff. There's a brand, Kelly Waters, and that they've come out with some new designs, and that sells well in our store. So got some more of those, and just some other random, I don't know, just some little fashion pendants and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
But like, our flexible rings do well here. There's a company that I
like silicone
with
silicone rings.
No, they're gold. They're gold and diamond, but they have a titanium wire inside of them, and they've figured out the technology. Like, I mean, it just slips right over your knuckle, and it's
no
yeah.
way. That's a game changer.
Yeah, yeah. So those have done well here. So I got some more of those.
What's the brand of those? I want to look this up.
IDD.
IDD rings.
It's Flexi rings.
IDD Flexi rings. That's pretty cool.
Mhm. So yeah, they're like multi-row. They're not like a big stiff ring. You know, they're just kind of little coils. But they have there's diamonds set in them, and yeah, they've kind of gotten technology in it is pretty cool.
I see what you're talking about. Okay, so they're like the ones I'm looking at are like wrapped.
Yeah.
Wrap around rings. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Or
like
bypass rings.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That's cool.
Yep. Yep.
You wouldn't be able to do that without the titanium in it.
Right. Yeah. There's something with that titanium that flexes and comes back and that sort of thing and doesn't lose shape or tensile strength.
Oh
and,
yeah, because the gold would get all. Soupy, I guess. Like, wouldn't the gold, like, right? Like, because the gold's softer, so, like,
right.
it wouldn't go back. It wouldn't retain its shape.
Yep, yep. There's something with the titanium that allows it to flex and come back. And they've done well for us because, yeah, you got the women, you know, and, like, even some of the younger gals that don't have arthritis and stuff, just the concept they think is cool.
I thought, like, so I pictured it different in my head. I pictured it, like, when you said, like, in rows, I pictured it, like, I don't know, like, each row was able to, like, have, like, almost like a little hinge, you know what I mean? Or something that stretched up over. Like, I pictured a normal band,
yep.
And then somehow that's stretching out one little row at a time over. And I was like, damn.
Oh.
I was like, everything exists now. Not yet.
Crazy. I mean, we came across one company where they have like a traditional looking like wide band, you know, like a 3 millimeter, 4 millimeter wide band, where the interior of it will expand up to a size and a half.
Interesting.
So all of the space is made up inside the band, where the outside stays all smooth and, you know, no little links to move back and forth. And yeah, it all expands within the inside of the shank.
Okay.
So yeah, they're doing all this weird stuff, you know, to try to accommodate these people with, you know, knuckle issues and all that sort of thing. I mean, you pay for it, of course, but your ring always stays top up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I like the word accommodate, but it's not about accommodating them. It's about selling to them. I mean, that's where they're like, we're gonna invest money in coming up with this, so we can sell to these people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing, but for real, like, there's some accommodating. That's how you and I think, but I don't know. Some of the industry folks are just like, now we could sell to that lady.
Yeah.
You know, she's always coming in the shop all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing to do. You know what I mean? So. No, that's really cool, man. And, bypass rings for men, though. I don't think you could pull it off.
No, not the regular men.
No, not the regular men. Oh, God.
Sorry, that's, I won't go there.
You could say that in Minnesota. I don't know how it works.
I don't know.
I'm just playing.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Yes, exactly. Not a conservative man, for sure.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to pull it off. There's just no way that it's going to, like, it's just going to look kind of frilly, like, girly, regardless.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was talking to my girlfriend. I'm like, I don't know. I think I like thumb rings. I think thumb rings are sexy. But I'm like, on a guy, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy wear a thumb ring.
It's weird when they do.
And she's like, well, you could try it. I'm like, well, I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to be the one that, you know.
So I've seen guys wear thumb rings. It's kind of weird sometimes, but, like, some people could pull it off, especially if they have, like, a lot of rings. You know,
It's
like, but then I was looking for, because they have watch rings. Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
And I was like, and I considered, I was like, I could wear that right on my thumb, and then I don't even have to move to see what time it is. I don't gotta do this little number where you shake your wrist and you direct it. You know what I mean? I just right there, right in front of me. I'm typing on the keyboard. Know what time it is? Look down. But it turns out that all of those ring watches are pretty like chintzy.
Yeah. I have one sitting on my shelf in the store just so people can see it. And
really?
It's cheaply made, and yeah, it's just this novelty thing. But they're super cool.
Yeah. Did I tell you I found my vintage Bulova? It's a wind up watch.
We were talking something about that.
Yeah, so I had given it to my son. And then, you know, my other son broke the band on it. And I guess I was like, I'll go get this fixed for us or whatever. And I forgot about it. So I went to ask my son for it. And I was like, hey, do you have that old watch I gave you? Because I want to get it fixed. And he's like, I can't find it anywhere. And I had it the whole time, I guess. But, yeah. So this time when I get it fixed, I'm going to keep it because he doesn't care. But... it was actually found. My mom and my stepdad, they had bought a house in Massachusetts where the people moved out kind of in a hurry and left a bunch of shit there.
That's right.
Yeah, and so, like, that was one of the things, this vintage Bulova watch. I looked it up. It's from 1969. You know, it's not, like, crazy expensive, but it's, like, you know, in the condition it's in, it's, like, $500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... I got to fix the band on it. I think I want to get a new band for it because it's one of those ones that, like stretches. Speaking of stretchy stuff, I don't like it. It's not for me. Your arm hairs always get caught in them.
Yep.
Yeah, no. Give me, like, a leather band or something. But, it's cool. I feel like I'm not going to wind it up enough. Like, I'm not going to remember how often you got to wind it. You know?
No, it's usually a 24-hour thing, usually. But, yeah,
really?
That's a hard thing to do.
I mean, you just wind it, you know, once a day, then, I guess.
Yeah.
Watch batteries are, I don't know, they're a pain in the ass to deal with, too. So I'll just wind it forever. I think it's cool. I definitely think it's cool, but I like the vintage stuff better than the newer stuff.
Well, I refuse to get a smartwatch. I love my automatic. And,
yeah.
I won't get. I don't need another thing buzzing and beeping and telling me what to do. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it.
I had a smartwatch for like 12 minutes 10 years ago, and I was like, this is kind of dumb. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, cool, I could talk to someone on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
I might get a smartwatch for my son so that, like, I could keep track of where he's at when he's riding his bike around. But,
yeah,
for me. No, the other thing is, though, is, like, am I going to get wrist cancer? You know what I mean? With that, you know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? Just one day, I'm going to have a big tumor out the back of my wrist. It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah,
so.
That's funny, though. Yeah, it's a possibility, I guess. You never know nowadays.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
It's like, there's this old show. Well, it's not old. I mean, it's based on the 80s. It's called The Goldbergs. One of my favorite TV shows. And they got a microwave. And nobody else had a microwave.
Yeah.
And so, like, the mom's cooking on it and everything, and, like, all the guys are standing in front of it watching the popcorn or whatever go, and they're all holding their balls. You know, they're all just standing there, like, protecting themselves because they, like, didn't know what was going to happen with this microwave.
Yeah.
And it was, who knows what's going to happen later.
That's
with
hilarious.
This all.
What show was that?
It's called The Goldbergs.
Oh, wait, I think I know that show. I think I've heard of that show.
It's not on anymore, but yeah, it was one of my favorites. But
hilarious, bro. I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah, I mean, good for them. I mean, not that your hands would be able to block microwaves. Anyway,
right.
But, you know, whatever. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah,
the
Goldbergs
sitcom. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to check this out. Oh, okay. I've seen that show. Yeah, that is funny.
Yeah, you either like it or you don't. It's some of the things you can relate to, and yeah.
What channel was it on? Like, what was it on?
I think it was CBS.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. My daughter got me the whole season all the seasons or whatever for Christmas one year, so I got it all on DVD.
That's sweet of her. DVD is so funny. I used to have so many DVDs, and I was just like, I don't have a DVD player anymore.
Hmm.
Well, I have a PlayStation, but the DVD port is broken, so it's kind of the same. I'll have to get another one. But anyway, shoot, man. Well, listen, I got a couple more things I got to do before I get out of here. I wanted to check on you, see if there's anything you needed. Is there anything that you forgot to get at RJL? Like, oh, shoot, I should have got some studs in this size or whatever.
No, all of that. It was the checking out the new vendors and that sort of thing that I didn't get to do. But, no, we pretty much got the list kind of taken care of. I get to a certain dollar amount, and, like, my brain just kind of just shuts down.
I feel that.
And I'm like, okay, no more. I got to stop. I can't spend any more money. I don't care what it is. I can't buy it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I feel you. I'm like that, too. I mean, not, like, with jewelry, though. I mean, that's wild. Yeah, I could only imagine what that amount is for you. Like, how much do you think you spent when you were there?
Oh, I spent $47,000.
Yeah, you're like, I can't cross 50.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't get.
And it's just like, nope. I gotta be done. And it all comes in at different times, and you know, you get terms and all that stuff. But still, it's like, for my little store doing that, you know, two or three times a year, that gets expensive. So
yeah, it's a lot. I get it. You make it back though.
Yeah. Once it sells, it's got to sell.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And, like, if it's diamond stuff, like, you know, it's the softest pricing it's been in forever, right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we obviously have that one-to-one and then the value that you paid stock balancing, right? I don't know if you get stock balancing on, like, colored stones and stuff, too, if you do things like that. Or, like, gold stuff.
It depends on the vendor, but, yeah. Yeah, no, I try to work as much as I can with people that stock balance.
Yeah, it's huge.
And one-to-one, none of that two-to-one shit.
No, yeah, that's been, like, the big focus. Like, the industry's demanding it right now. You know, they want one-to-one.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Two-to-one is like, yeah, we'll rob you. We'll steal it back from you or whatever, you know? It's like, I get it, but...
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, let me know if anything comes up. You have a great weekend. And then,
yeah, you too. I sure will.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, take care, Nick.
Yeah, you too, man. Bye.
All right, bye.